Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Human rights monitors are deploring the continuing crackdown on freedom of expression in Iran. The Center for Human Rights in Iran reports that formerly imprisoned photojournalist Asal Esmoilzadeh was suddenly arrested without charge on June 19th when she accompanied her husband Saeed Saif to the Culture and Media Court in Tehran. Saif is editor-in-chief of the Didban news website, where Esmoilzadeh works as well. Both husband and wife were volunteers on President Hassan Rouhani's media team during the recent presidential campaign. The press freedom organization Reporters Without Borders also reported on Esmoilzadeh's arrest. Saif tweeted that his wife was arrested to put pressure on him to make false statements about President Rouhani and ministers in his government. Reporters Without Borders also condemned the overall increase in internet censorship and harassment of citizen journalists in Iran. According to its tally, 94 internet users, mainly users of the instant messaging service Telegram, and 12 journalists remain in prison since the start of 2017. In most cases, journalists and citizen journalists arrested by the regime are charged with immoral acts or cybercrimes. This includes three citizen journalists arrested last year for content they had posted on Telegram. In April, Mohammad Mohajer, Alireza Tavakoli, and Mohammad Mehdi Zamanzadeh were given a 12-year sentence for insulting Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei and the Islamic Republic's founder, Ruhollah Khomeini. In addition, some 173,000 Telegram accounts have been blocked by the government under the guise of protecting the public from immoral content. The U.S. believes that freedom of expression is a fundamental human right and that a free press is a key component of democratic governance. Through sanctions and other means, including by shining a spotlight on the Iranian government's human rights abuses, the United States, as acting U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Virginia Bennett has said, will continue to apply pressure on Iran to protect the human rights and fundamental freedoms of the Iranian people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.